Blog Talk Radio.
Now that you are in my arms.
feel whatever tender kiss. Mind, body, and soul in total bliss. Check it, the love we have is genuine, like a fine bottle of expensive wine. The last thing I wanna do is leave you, girl. You know that you will always be my favorite girl.
I want you to know, now I have you in my arms. I won't let go.
Into Craze Radio, and today is Wednesday, so you already know what it is. It's What's Hot Wednesday, where we showcase, you know, fresh new hip hop and R&B, both signed and unsigned artists. We love them all. So, and what we play is not what you're gonna hear on your local radio stations most of the time, you know, because we know that you get tired of hearing the same songs over and over and over again. So we'd like to give you a little variety here and some of those unknown songs that you don't hear too much. And we take pride in giving those artists exposure. So thank you for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you're following us on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/CrazeRadio, and that's Craze with the K. And, of course, Twitter is MediaCraze.me, and that's D-O-T-M-E. You can also, we also just created a new Twitter page off of our Craze Radio, and that's Craze Radio BTR, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, of course. And like I said, it's always a K. And, of course, I am Christy Love, and you can follow me on Twitter at Christy Love NC, and the NC is for North Carolina. And KristyLoveNC. I had to be difficult with that one, so you already know. I'm excited tonight because we have hopefully not one, not two, not three, but four guests we're going to have live with us tonight on Craze Radio. And because, you know, we like to show love to everybody all over the nation. That's how we do. But tonight is a little bit more special because our guests are all from, or they're either from this local area, Raleigh, North Carolina, or they live here now, maybe not originated, but they have some type of dealings with Raleigh. So make sure you stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss that. And they actually have a song. Now, if you follow MediaCraze.me on Twitter or ChristyLoveNC on Twitter, or if you, you know, on my Facebook page, friends list or whatever, then you already know, you've seen the promotion, especially within the last 24 hours, but you've seen the promotion over the last week or two about a song called Writer's Block. And the artist is Sonye, Long Jeter, Eternal, and Jerusalem. Did I say four names? I hope I say all four. And it's produced by T. Ross. And like I said, they're all from this Raleigh, NC area. So we'll be playing that again tonight. We premiered it last Wednesday for What's Hot Wednesday. But we're going to be playing it again tonight, and it's going to have a better effect because, like I said, they're all going to be here in the studio with us. So I'm really, really excited about that. And write us while, if you go to MediaCraze.me, the actual website, we have a post on there of the Bandcamp page, and you can go and press play as many times as you want to. And I do believe there is, I do believe there's a download for it too. So tell everybody that we have special guests tonight. So we're going to try to be on our best behavior because, you know, we kind of clown around sometimes. The call-in number is 646-200-0883, and you can use that number to call in and talk to the guests, call in to talk to the host, request a song, or you can also, if you don't want to listen online via your computer, you can call 646-200-0883 and listen to the show on your phone, you know. If you don't want to be connected to a laptop or a desktop or whatever, just call in and listen to the show. And remember, if you want to talk to the host, just press the 1, and you'll be put in the queue. So coming up in a few minutes, we will have all of them in the house. Like I said, we'll be talking about their new hit single. I said it's a hit single because the song is hot. It's like pretty dope. We'll be talking about that. And they'll also be talking about the North Carolina Cypher. A lot of people don't know about that. So we're definitely going to get into that. And like I said, thank you for tuning in to Craze Radio. I am Christy Love. And I just want to give a shout out to 747, a.k.a. O. He also has a show on Craze Radio on Tuesday nights, but he always is there when I need him. So shout out to you for helping me out tonight. And we're going to keep the show rolling on, and we're going to play this Raheem Devon Love Connection. If you haven't had a chance to see his lyric video, which is quite special, it's a video comprised of all his fans, and also his behind-the-scenes making of the official video, which is now available on VH1. I'm not sure if it's available online yet, but go to MediaCraze.me, and you'll be able to see both of his behind-the-scenes and the lyric video. So shout-out to Raheem Devon. We always support him over here at Craze Radio. So here's Love Connection, Raheem Devon.
I just want to give you good love, love, love. Let's make a love connection. If you think you're ready, I just want to bring you good love, love. Connection.
Yeah.
Girl, you ain't been loved. Ain't been loved quite right in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I can hear your body calling mine. Yeah, I can't lie. Oh, I just wanna make your body shiver through butterflies. From the kind of sex you can't deny. Oh, I promise.
If you're just tuning in, this is www.mediacraze.me. And right now I think we're having a little technical difficulty, so I'm going to make sure that we get Miss Christy Love NC back in as soon as she can get back in. We're glad to have everyone on right now, and we appreciate you all for listening in. Make sure you're telling your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 so you can talk to Christy Love NC. Christy, are you there? I guess we're waiting. So if you're out there and you want to hear some good music, we're going to have some good music tonight. We have Rome, Jeter, and Eternal, Sonya, and Drew. They're going to be letting us know what's going on with them, their music. If you're just listening, we're going to have a good time tonight because this is one of those fun nights where we all enjoy ourselves. Oh, who are you?
Oh, my God. It would not be me if I didn't have some technical issues, right?
Yes. And you are?
Christy Love.
I said a whole mouthful
of stuff, and my phone was on mute. So I'm like, oh, damn.
Well, that is why I am here, to make sure
that your back
is covered. I got you.
Thank
you. Do your job, girl.
Okay, this is What's Hot Wednesday, and like I said earlier, we have some guests here tonight, all North Carolina hip-hop artists. We will be playing their new songs, Hot, Dope, and all of that, and they'll be giving you some information on how to be involved in the North Carolina State hip-hop cypher. So we're going to get into this Banji by Sharia J right quick, who is... also a new, you know, fresh-faced female hip-hop artist. She's Missy Elliott's artist. Shout out to Missy. And this, she started, like, this whole new Banji movement, being authentic, never jeopardizing individuality. If you haven't seen her video, if you haven't seen her, make sure you log on to www.mediacraze.me and check her out. And coming up after the song, we'll be live with our guests. So have your friends and everybody call in. 646-200-0883 is the call-in number. And this is Sharia J.
Hey, man, I'm so
Banji.
I need everybody out here to get with this Banji movement. Go crazy. Sharia.
I'm fancy, I'm so fine, I can't stand me. You just a nominee, baby, I'm a Grammy. I'm so hot, y'all better come fan me. Y'all chicks better listen, so you think about pissing. I got a crew of girls, and we all on a mission. When we come through the club, pumping and twisting, we different, no wishing, there will be no ass kissing. Call me a diva, if you got a girl, but I can make him leave her. Sobo needs somebody like a 2-liter. Me and my crew will fight and we'll read ya. Yes, up and down, check me out, look up and down. Baby, I run the war, I run this town. Riding spell, you riding greyhound. Where did this bitch come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
Got another one, baby. Benji's very own. Shout out to Sherrod. Let's move. So Benji. So Benji. So Benji.
Hey y'all, it's Christy Love, and I am back up in the heezy, baby. This is crazy video with Hot Wednesday. Do y'all ever notice, like, on Hip Hop Night, my vernacular kind of goes, like, hip hop ish a little bit? Yeah, shout out to Snoop Dogg. But I'm excited. All of our guests are here, and like I said, there's a new song that was released, I guess you could call it on the underground circuit, a couple of weeks ago, called Writer's Block. If you follow the whole craze, media craze, then you've seen it, and if you saw it, you should have clicked on it, okay? That's how we support our artists. So without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and bring everybody live. One by one. Is everybody here?
What's good?
Yo.
Present.
This is like roll call. Welcome to Craze Radio, everybody.
What's going on?
How you doing? Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, okay, what's up?
What I want to do is, I guess, one by one, just, like, kind of state who you are. And maybe you can do that in order of maybe how your name appear on the track. I don't know. Sonya, you go first.
Well, most of y'all already know me because I've co-host this show from time to time, so if you don't know, I also go by Son Yeezy, but I'm really trying to transition to that Son Ye. But nonetheless, it's me, female MC, but I'd rather just be known as an MC, and I'm just out here trying to function. Originally from Lewisburg, I've been in Raleigh for a minute. So that's what it is. I mean, it ain't too much to it. Just put it on a track and let y'all hear it.
Okay.
Well, you know, my name is Rome Jeter. You feel me? I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, the R with an extra R, live from the 9. Been doing music for a couple years. Got a couple mixtapes out right now. I'm just grinding, you know, supporting the movement.
Yo, what's good, world? C Kennedy MC. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. Came out to Raleigh, North Carolina in 2006, and they embraced me. So, you know, they got a special place in my right ventricle. So, you know, I keep it all love out here. Shout out to all my people in the tri-state, all my people out in NC. All my people everywhere.
That's okay. Eternal.
Oh, what's good? My name is Drew. I'm just an artist from Raleigh, North Carolina. Been doing it for a couple years. You know what I'm saying? You could, you know, always look me up online, but I would rather you come see me in person at the NC State Cypher. You know, that's where I met everybody on the track. And you know what I'm saying? We rock out every Monday, and, you know, from there, we try to generate good music. So that's why we here.
Okay, so since you touched on the Cypher, you know, that little tad bit, how did this, like, are you the originator? Like, did you start that?
No, I saw the second time around at the second Cypher. It seemed about the same time Eternal and Rome showed up. You know what I'm saying? We heard about it online, That's how I really blew up, was just off of the online promotion. It originated with a group called God Cipher Divine. And Mike Live had the idea to do like a photo shoot, like a cipher in a Freedom Expression Tunnel. And, you know, just for the people who don't know, the Freedom Expression Tunnel is like a, it's like an underground. It goes underneath a railroad on NC State campus. And, you know, basically, you know, you can go in there and paint whatever you want on the walls and nobody will. I guess they did it to keep the vandalism off the campus, but, you know what I'm saying? So all that comes into one place. So it's just a, you know, just a place is meant for freedom of expression. So that's what we do. And we've been doing that for
years. And is there a fee? Like, or do you just show up and.
Free.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we
got to
keep it free.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's cold, you know what I mean? You ain't got to pay for nothing.
Wow.
Bring your expression.
The black people love it free. White people too.
Exactly.
Everybody should in this recession.
Free don't discriminate.
Well, I just learned about that NC State Cipher, I guess, just like a few weeks, maybe a month or so ago, through Fanye, you know. So I was quite amazed that this area even had something like that around here. And I don't think a lot of people know about it. So
every Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, you know, people like to be late, 11:30-ish, you feel me? NC State.
You know,
Hillsborough Street, you can. It's so many ways. You can come off of 40, hit Western, come down, make a left off of Dan Allen. You can come on Martin Luther King, make a right on see Pullen, go around a circle, do a little Hillsborough trip. But, you know, technology, you can just GPS it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I was
Google,
about to say, just
Google
basically
map.
Show up on state campus and look for everybody, see where everybody is heading to.
Yeah, just follow where everybody being drawn to, because that's what happens. Like, you know,
do y'all
it's
have
wild.
A good
like,
turnout? How many people usually show up every Monday night?
Well, at the beginning of the fall semester, it was just about five of us. Like, you know, Ron showed up, E showed up, it had Johnny Storm and Say So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we did.
Well, you got to say,
like, yo,
which semester are you talking about, though? Because.
We talking about the fall semester.
The fall.
Like, it was just the five
cool.
of us. And then we said, we're going to come back every week. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the cipher started again. And we're going to come back. We're going to film it. And then, you know, soon enough, like, gave it, I would say, 3 weeks. All of a sudden, we got, you know, we went from 8 people to 15 people, to 30 people. Of the 50 over, like, it was boiling.
Wow.
Like, you know, next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
it just blew up. So, you know, we back to the big crowds nowadays, like, now that it's summer, you know, almost summertime.
It was real deep. It was real deep this Monday. I think that's the most people I've ever seen out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it really,
I'm a newbie.
To check out what we doing is the, you could Google the hashtag NC State Cipher and through Instagram and Twitter and word of mouth, of course. People don't realize word of mouth is the highest form of communication. But, yeah, through Twitter, Instagram, you can see, you can get a good feel of what we're doing out there. And YouTube also.
Check
that out. And, yeah, just Google the hashtag and it'll take you everywhere NC State Cipher is involved on the internet. And then, you know, come out Monday night, 11:30-ish, because, you know, we still got people out there that like to be fashionably late and everything. So, you know, come out, bring your expression, come in peace, be original, you know?
Man, don't come out there wilding for respect, though, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll see a lot of that. There will be a lot of that.
What is the atmosphere like? Is it just everybody is cool? Everybody know their role? Like, do you have any, straight up like hood battling? Like, what goes on?
Is it everybody's diverse? You feel me? It's like everybody's welcome. Just, you know what I mean? Don't disrespect anybody, you know what I mean? Cause,
right. Yeah.
You know,
it is not just subject to, hip, you know, like rhymes. Like, we have poets out there, graffiti artists, designers, B-boys, you know, it's the whole culture. You know, a lot of people just,
beatboxers,
you know,
bloggers.
Yeah, beatboxers, mm-hmm. bloggers, photographers, mm-hmm. like, it's the whole culture that, you know, we bring it to the cipher.
Even if you're just a fan of hip-hop in general, you still should come. Even if you can't do none of the above, you still should come out just to soak up the culture and soak up the vibe. The energy is like...
The culture.
Like, I've been to shows and stuff, but I just feel like it's so raw at the cipher. It's just like... It's just, you know, like a show kind of got more structure to it. And at the cipher, it's just like so raw. It's kind of like you're getting in where you fit in, and you know what I'm saying? You're kind of finding your niche out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it all falls into place.
That's crazy.
It's beautiful when it's to the point where cats is, you know, they eager to rhyme, so you gotta jump in or you ain't gonna get no bars out for like an hour. You know what I mean?
And it's crazy because it has to heat up. You know,
shut somebody down? Like, if they just kept going, trying to hog all the time, do you have to be like, yo, hold up,
homie? For the first time, we just had to kick somebody out this past cycle. You know, we had to walk them out. It got too disrespectful. So, you know what I'm saying, it had to get walked up. He had to walk him out.
Eternal had to walk him out.
He can tell you more about
it. You know.
Are you the cypher security?
The cypher is cypher security. We boot out any negative energy, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's forces out there that's just waiting for a reason to shut down this beautiful thing we got going on. So,
yeah, it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you feel me? They be waiting to shut it down. You feel me? Sitting there creeping. You know what I'm saying? So we don't need all that.
And how many years y'all said this has been active?
Two.
How long has the cycle been active?
About
2 years. Two, three years.
Yeah, we on about 3 years almost.
Yeah.
That's good. That is really good for, you know, a gathering of people. To not, like you said, nobody come and, you know, make it a point where they have to shut it down. You know how we do.
Right.
So is it mostly, how do I say this? Is it mostly African Americans, or do you have, like, a mixture of all nationalities and races?
Real diverse.
Yeah.
Very
diverse.
So diverse.
That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
I've never seen.
You know what I mean?
I never seen Indian people rapping before, and I'm seeing that for the first time. Indian people, you know, like only time I saw that.
And not just rapping, like for real, going hard with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, do they rap in English or their own language?
English. There's all different type of characters out there at the cypher. Like,
mm-hmm.
You never know what to expect.
Do you sometimes
get a person of a different nationality rapping in their own language?
We've had some
Spanish
rappers.
They'll jump in and out of it. For the most part. Like, we heard some patois out there. Once, shout out to my homie, little homie Solo. From time to time. He's Bahamian. From Bajan, sorry. Yeah, he's from the Bahamas.
Oh, okay. Wow. The first time I ever heard of a cypher was like BET Hip Hop Awards, and that was only like a couple of years ago, so.
Cypher's been going on since the origin, you know, since the origination of hip hop.
You know, I'm not a hip hop girl, so I don't, you know, I don't stay in the loop with all of that. But
that's why you should come out.
I'm gonna have to, and look, I got a camera on the way, and the brand new camera's coming next week.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute, how late do y'all stay out there?
Whatever.
Oh, we pull all nighters.
Yeah, I'm McDonald's, like, said McDonald's, that's where it is, you know what I mean, a little large ice cream, whatever, you feel me?
Jeez, shout out to
McDonald's,
the McDonald's on West
breakfast at 12 now, y'all? 12 a.m.? Crazy.
Well, which one?
Okay, really?
It's a different topic, though.
Yeah, all of them don't do it. They might have a sign out there, but I got pissed off one night because I drove up and asked for a McGriddle, and she was like, "We don't have no McGriddles." So I'm like, "What the?"
Okay. It must be only by triangle then. Okay, I see what's up. Probably
Capitol Boulevard.
So if you're riding down Capitol, you know what I'm saying? You probably can get it.
I was in
Magical to IHOP then, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, IHOP right down the street.
So when you come out there, we're going to hit the cypher up, and we're going to go to McDonald's.
Oh. So I'm basically going to have to get off work, take a nap, and then get up and come out to the cypher.
Yeah, take a nap.
Yeah. That's
okay.
That life.
Don't get caught sleeping. That's all I got to say. Don't get caught sleeping.
What'd you say, Sonya?
I said request off the next day just because, you know, it's probably going to overwhelm you.
Nah, I'm not selling no money now. Go to work, you feel me? Be so excited. You talk about it all day.
It
keeps
you
up.
She got sick days.
You
know, okay. She got some sick time.
Yeah, I mean,
what you want?
Some of the people
you need your sick time for the beach, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, to go there and make that money. You know, it's only for a couple hours, you feel me? Ain't that bad.
No, you know you get in and spit yours and then you get ghosts. So we be there till about two in the morning. He probably at home working on something or sleep or something or eating at McDonald's probably.
Right.
Rome always working. He'll come in there and give you something. He'll give you like a good 12 minutes straight. Like, all right, y'all, I gotta I'm gonna holler at y'all next week. But you be good with that 12 minutes straight. You be like, yo, Rome,
right.
He ripped that shit. Oh, excuse me. He ripped that.
Yeah.
Okay, so have anybody ever, like, been close to, like, is there ever a time at the cypher where maybe a producer or some beat name person to show up and check y'all out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's been a couple big names that came to the cypher.
Yeah, shout out Jambler.
Knife Wonder.
Shout out to Jambler Records. They've been really showing their support. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, shout out to Knife Wonder, Rhapsody, Big Remo, Crisis, Didi, Cooley High.
Did you
know
Didi? Shout out to Nancy O for coming out.
Nancy O, definitely. She always holds us down. All them people, they came out, showed support. It was like the energy that night, that Ninth Wonder came out, it was crazy because it was like, you know, that undertone kind of frequency, like how we on the radio now. It was like, it was bubbling like, yo, Ninth Wonder might be out here. Ninth Wonder might be out here. You know what I mean? So people didn't know. But that was the biggest crowd we had ever. You know what I mean? So the word, that's how, you know, like I said, word of mouth is the highest form of communication. So that was, like, the biggest crowd we ever had out there. People was, like Rome said, wilding for respect out there, for one. But everybody was trying to spit their hardest bars, you know, like they was going to get signed tomorrow. But,
right.
You know, it was beautiful.
I was about to say, when people like that come out, everybody be on their A game. Like, let me see what I can pull out.
On it, folks. That's what happened. This is
another question I have. Like, when you're out there spitting or whatever,
spitting,
is it like all
put a G on it?
Is it all like freestyle, or do y'all have like this book of rhymes that you memorize? Like, how does that work?
It really depends. Like, I like to do freestyle, but I know
that,
other Jeter? People, you know, yeah, I know other people prefer to, you know what I'm saying, throw a little writ in there, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's freedom of expression, you know what I'm saying?
I write
mine. I ain't gonna front. I be working on my freestyles when I be in the car and in the shower, but Ron told me to get my freestyle. He told me that. I've been working on it.
I can freestyle.
Oh,
let's hear some. Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall and in the bathroom.
Bars. Christy Love, Chase Radio, bars.
Y'all might not be old enough to know who that is.
What? Oh, cut it out.
You don't understand. Y'all used to lick my lips all my life. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, on some LL shit. Like, yeah, you feel me? And my name starts with a J too. I know who that is. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
that's always my freestyle. I'm like, I can freestyle, then I pop that out. Bam.
Yo, so I thought it was yours though for a second.
Nah.
Give a second.
It's all levels out there. Like, we try to make it like a forum. You know what I mean? Like, where you could come out, express yourself, but at the same time learn more about the culture, because we realize that a lot of people don't really know about the culture. But, you know, the fact that they come out there every Monday is that they, you know, they want to learn. So it's a beautiful place to start, you know?
So do y'all meet it up, like, say, like, if one person is rapping, right, and they're going on and on and on, and then the next person that jump in might start singing, you know, and then the next person might do a little. Does it go like that sometimes too?
Sometimes
it does.
Do.
That's beautiful right there. You can feel that. You can feel that.
Yeah.
When people start beatboxing, adding in music, like when everybody starts making music and harmonizing, it gets to a different level. Like that's when it really, the energy is really there. Like.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it, like, you know what I'm saying, when everybody making their music together, that's a different feeling. Right? It's not just one person rapping anymore. You know, it's a whole, yeah.
And it's not just, you don't got to be out there spitting about, you know, guns and warfare or whatever you want to come and talk about. We got a cat, well, I don't want to say we, but it's a cat out there that's, you know, every time he come, he you know what I'm saying, he got his armor and he's spitting about Jesus, you know? I personally can say that I thoroughly, like, enjoy when he spits, because you can tell that he put, like, you know what I'm saying, some real work into what he's saying and to make sure that you're getting the message, you know what I'm saying, still in a way that, you know what I'm saying, a way that you enjoy, because everybody who there, you want to hear somebody spit. You know what I'm saying? You want to hear that expression, but it's like the way that he freaked that is just awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really respect what he be doing.
Yeah,
can
Yeezy,
you get,
I'm
like,
glad
the
you brought that up.
Just from his rap, though?
Yeah, it was deep, though, but it was this woman with dreads. She like, the other night,
was,
she was killing it, too. I don't know who she came from.
Oh, Skylar.
I'm about to find out who she is, because she was spazzing, yo. I was like, man, she could spit.
Yeah, that's on. I went to middle school with her. That's Skylar.
Yeah, that's what's up.
See, nice. The Christian rappers is coming up. Yeah. Man,
shout out.
Yeah, Kurt Franklin putting people on the map.
Yeah, Stone used to be the, you know what I mean, the thing. I used to go to Word of God. You feel me? I used to have a little dance, a performance.
Look,
he was
dancing right now.
Yeah, I was, though. Like, it ain't
I heard
over,
it.
A little thing, you know. I could do a little something, you feel me? It's all said and done. I might be on Dancing with the Stars, you feel me? You know what I mean? Something like
that. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
all right.
You know.
Well, just let me know when you do that so I can put your information on MediaCraze.me and, you know.
Oh, that's like 25 years from now. You ain't even, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about that. Y'all got so.
Rome going to be the first one pop locking on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it back, too. With the real Harlem Shake, too. You feel me?
Oh, wow.
Bring all that back, you know?
And
I might bring
the
heel toe back. You know what I mean? The heel toe?
What about the Poppy C? You going to bring that back?
I don't know what that is. I ain't going to lie to you.
He's going to be rocking the one leg up like L. Cool J.
Like that. I never thought about it. You feel me?
What is the pocket fee? I never heard of that.
Oh, it's a dancehall dance. It's like back in the 90s or whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so you're in that reggae. You like, I see what you like.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Especially now that I know it's dancehall, I need a visual for that now.
You too.
I might have to do that.
I want to see bro doing that. I want to see what he's doing.
Go ahead.
Now, those dancing days are behind me, man.
That video on Twitter and let us see it.
or you come out and turn the cypher into a dance circle. Yeah.
And that's what I was just about to say. It'll be dope. Like, I know people be bringing out, somebody be bringing out a set of bongos. And just for the record, I'm nice on the bongos, too. I used to play them in church. Since we're having flashbacks and such. But
man, you should have grabbed them, though, man. Why you ain't grab them?
Yeah, you got to grab those because nobody's nice out there.
On that one. You're supposed to grab them things and rock them.
I mean, you know, yeah.
I'm going to bring them up.
I think it would be dope if we could get, like, some other people to bring some instruments out and kind of, you know what I'm saying, come together for a beat like that. I think that would be dope, too.
Yeah, be easy on that one. I watch the same thing, though.
Get some.
You know what I mean? That's the only surprise y'all getting. You know what I'm saying? No more.
Yeah, I guess
you're telling everything.
Whoever got the cello, man? Who got the cello?
Oh, wow.
Nicely.
All right, that's the only secret we letting out. If you got an instrument that you could bring to the cypher, bring it.
But if you don't think that too much of the instruments will be kind of mess up the whole vibe, you don't think that might?
It could be a people clowning.
Be organized.
Yeah, if it come together right, it'll be dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we get some serious,
we can't go home and practice the night before, then go out to the cypher. That's not a cypher, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's definitely got to be a vibe there for everybody to catch on to, and they
got
to be.
I start rapping. Drew hit the beatbox, then Issa, he on the, you know what I mean, the drums. Sean Yeezy grab the triangle, ding, ding, you know what I mean, whatever we do, you feel me? Or, you know what I mean, and I come back, you feel me, like, it got to be harmony, it can't be like some Jackson 5 stuff, you come out here with routine, like, 1, 2, 3, go.
Nah,
nah,
you can't
be. Yeah, nah, it's nothing scripted, we don't do that at this place.
Right. But like a present, what you call them, a harmonicist? That's probably not right. But if you play the harmonica, I think that shit would be dope. At a fact.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Whew. Stop throwing
shit. Well, I definitely have to come out and experience this because I love music. So I'm pretty sure this would be, like, so dope for me.
I want to make an announcement.
Go
ahead. The right person is listening.
Uh-oh.
And you have a hot dog stand, you should come out.
Oh, I'm going to be the candlelight.
That is so true
about
right there.
I'm to make some money. I'm going to be the candlelight at the Pfeiffer.
You should.
You have some money.
Expand your brand and come on out.
Yeah, we also... I like to drop the idea just in case, you know, anybody is listening, they go to a different school. You know, this is something that could be started up anywhere, and we want to make it so it's a tradition. I mean, it's already a tradition at State, but we like to spread that to other universities and, you know, have, you know, in every city something that people can go to and express themselves in this way, like every week. So, you know, if anybody goes to any other university, talk to the MCs out there.
Talk to the MCs.
Anybody
y'all.
In Greensboro, holler at me. You feel me? Because we're trying to get that popping up and coming semester. You feel me? Fall semester.
Shout out to Bishop Omega, too, because he was working on getting it started in Durham, and I know he's going to keep that up. But, you know, it was a little discouraging for him that the MCs wasn't showing up. So MCs show up. A lot of people don't realize that this cycle was going on for about 2 years before we got to the point where everybody was coming out. 2 years. So, you know, just keep on, you know,
so
going out there
like
every week.
Flatten off a little bit.
Yeah. See, what people don't realize is that, you know, by promoting a cipher, like, we're not promoting ourselves. Exactly. Like, we promoting this event, you know, and by promoting the event, bringing people out, more people going to see us shine, but at the same time, everybody gets a chance to shine. So, you know, it works. Like, you know, it gives you something to promote, but also a way that you can shine. You know what I'm saying? Something that's bigger than you.
We all can shine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of shining, writer's block. Okay. Is it just one person song or is it collectively a group song? Like, how does that work?
It was Sanya who, you know, basically she had
that.
She sent out. Yeah. She put everything together. Like, and then she killed it.
Yeah, on top of that, she killed it. You know what I mean?
Murder. So Sonya, you like the new person, and you just come in and rip it like that?
Yeah, basically.
I mean,
that's what happened.
She straight.
Well, let me
she Westbrooked it.
What happened was, I believe it was like divine intervention, because what happened was I had this track for like years, like. Swear to God, I had this track for like years, but I never finished my verse on it because it didn't never really sound right. So I was like, literally, writer's block is like the reason why I can't finish this song or whatever. And so, once I started going to the cypher, I was like, I was ready to like get into the studio because, I mean, I've been writing raps and, you know, spitting them at parties and, you know, getting drunk and spitting raps for like forever, but I never really got on a, like in a studio or whatever. So once I started going to the cypher, I was like, man, I got to do this. And then the whole cypher tape came about in Jerusalem, you know what I'm saying? He put me on. Jerusalem and Eastside, basically, you know what I'm saying, extended that opportunity, and I just jumped on it. So me and Rome, we did caught up, and we'll talk about that later, but we was in the studio doing that track, and T. Ross, shout out to T. Ross, who produced Writer's Block. I told him to call in,
Ross.
But I...
Shout out T. Ross, H-T-E. We see y'all out there.
I like to call him the talented Mr. Ross, because, like, if you go listen to some of his stuff, it's, like, amazing. He's only 18, and it's just like, man.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, not to take nothing away from his age, but it's just amazing that, you know what I'm saying?
That is incredible. I
didn't
know he was
18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's only 18. So, anyway, so he was playing some beats, and, like, as soon as I heard the beat, that later turned into Writer's Block, I was like, oh my God, this is it. So I pitched the idea to Isha, and I had already pitched it to Rome or whatever. Excuse me. And me and Jerusalem was already like just chomping at the bit to work with each other. So I sent out the email and finally had worked out a schedule for all of us to meet up in the studio, and I shows up with laryngitis.
Oh, wow.
And so I couldn't record my voice, but I couldn't record my verse. I had spit my verse to them, and then, like, I heard their verse, and I was like, man, I gotta do something. Like, I gotta change something. So originally I had my verse as me, you know what I'm saying, like, spitting it in first person. So I changed it up to third person just to give it a little, you know what I'm saying, that edge to compete with the fellas. I can't let them do that to me on my own track. Like, I couldn't do it.
Because low-key, so, we will do it to you.
Right? I was like,
if you let it happen.
Not like no punk. But I think it just came together to really be a really nice song. I've sent this track out to so many people, and I haven't got any negative feedback. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of constructive criticism, which I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? All the same, but
yeah,
for the most part, it's all like it's all love, and I'm just like really, really feeding off that. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Y'all's promotion game is wild. Like,
yeah.
I never had anything I ever been on been promoted so heavy, and you know, for that I really appreciate. And then, you know, Sanye, one thing I have to say is that, like, I've had my ears open for a long time looking for a female MC that could really spit and who really has the lyrics down. And like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yo, that's it. That's it. And then, you know what I'm saying, after hearing it on a track, I was like, yeah, this, you know what I'm saying, that's rare. That's rare to come up. It really is.
That's a
beautiful
thing about
Sanye. When
song,
I heard her, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's your show. You can go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, another beautiful thing about Sanye is that I could tell just by how we got together on the track that she's going to go hard, and she goes hard, you know what I mean? A lot of people talk, you know? Sonya is a doer, and we love doers around here.
Mm-hmm.
Sonya is a doer.
Keep doing you.
She's a doer. That's cute.
You a doer. You a doer.
Oh, my God. Well, when I heard him, and I guess Sonya is trying to stay humble or modest or whatever, but I'm telling you, like, when I heard Writer's Block, I was like, okay, Nikki, she's coming for you, honey. Like,
no,
I'm about to knock you off the map, baby.
but see, at the end of the day, that's just not the image that I want to put out, because I feel like it's not that many females spitting as it is, so I ain't trying to knock her off the block. Do I want her to know I'm here? I mean, yeah. You know, if she's looking for who coming for her, then she could put me in the category if she wants to, but it ain't even about that. You know what I'm saying? Because
well,
at the end of the day,
I know that it's not about that, but unfortunately, society, that's what society does. They automatically, you know what I'm saying, put you up against the next person, when I personally think there's room for everybody. There's room enough for everybody to be individual and do their own thing.
There's dope MCs out there, and Nikki, she just happens to have the most funding, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to look at dope MCs, like, you know what I'm saying, we got Rhapsody out here. You know what I'm saying? Rhapsody, she wants to stop me. You know what I'm saying? And Sanya, I could tell, you know what I'm saying, has a definitely distinct North Carolina sound to her style. You know what I'm saying? That sound, you know what I'm saying, it's something about the sound that's coming out of North Carolina. We got our own style now.
We ready.
I definitely try to make sure that you can hear my southern accent when I spit. I really want people to know that I don't want people to get it confused as to what region I belong to. Like, I really want people to understand that I'm from the South. Like, because I recognize,
I
started listening to J. Cole, that's when I really kind of heard, like, oh, man, you really do sound like you're from North Carolina, you know? And I just don't want to lose that, you know what I'm saying, that homegrown sound, you know?
Because what's perfect about North Carolina is that we have, you know what I'm saying, we had that, you know, we had that flavor of the country, you know what I'm saying, that southern style. And at the same time, we got the uptight lyrical, you know what I'm saying, we get real lyrical out here, because it's a lot of northerners that come down. So we get a little good mix between north and south, like we right in the middle. So
we the Mid-East.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we still here, man?
My favorite Kanye line from Writer's Block is, tell Riley she'll always be a problem. That's it for me.
Always.
She
said it like that, too.
She meant that shit. Did I say it like this? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did exactly like that.
You did.
Always be a problem.
Your verse.
Okay, so guys, look, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go into this writer's block track for everybody, whoever who has not heard it. Like, what rock have you been living under? But I'm going to go ahead and get into this writer's block, and then we'll come back live with you and wrap it up, okay? So do one of y'all want to introduce this?
I'll let Yeezy do it. Go ahead, Yeezy.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I introduce it. Check this out. Yeezy told writer's block. This is a song we got featured on the new Cypher tape that drops Monday, the 22nd, exclusively on the NQM.com.
Shout out to Ace Dizzy Flow.
Shout out to Ace Dizzy Flow.
Junie Lie.
Shout out to everybody at NQM. They show mad love, and Ace comes out to the cypher many times, and he done hooked us up with plenty of beats, so mad love to Ace. And let's get into the track. It's Sanye featuring Rome Jeter, Jerusalem, and Eternal.
Sure. Yeah, you know.
I live life when I can't think of lyrics. I never show my heart, cause I know it's hard to deal with. I got a lot of things to say, I just don't know how to put it. So I say how I feel, this is food for my soul. Acting so Hollywood, riding down Pool Road. Most of y'all bore us while we live in Cujo. Oh, you the one? That's a fucking typo. Y'all walk around with one good line, and that's a tightrope. Y'all wonder why y'all fall off. Your boys ain't got no bound long. Don't try to stop the guy, bruh, get the hell on. Now, I'm feeling Jackson, glad that I worked the mic. I used to freestyle my life, and that ain't right. This is Woodville, this ain't ice. It feels too good, this can't be life. Life's in place, they first in flight. Going in for the goat. Don't believe me, you just watch. Speaking for my city, that's why they call it writer's block. If you don't do it for your people, then tell me who you writing for. Do it for the Middle East, probably why you after us. Slave to the paper, but still a freedom writer. Do it for my 9-to-5s and my trappers and my life.
Pick up your block, dip the corner in blood and write a book with it. Get buck with it. They put music from the soul online and make a buck with it. Make a buck with it. Can you bug with it? Break the writer's block. I wreckin' records with this reppin' ball. Get inspiration. Like water breaking mama wet her drawers. I just evolved. Rest assured, I raise it pure for the reservoir. Resonating walls when I resurrect the raw. Rock and roll with the real, cause Riley is who we are. How we represent the origin wherever we on tour. Either or. Bitten ether out the mind, see the ore. Cast it out like some iron when I speak it from the core. Vocal sword to a chord and cordial is how I cut it. I run it. The irony of it to get your eye running. So abundant, pumice plummeted from the summit on some dumb shit that some hit the hammer, no comment, who done it?
Writer's block, I can't afford it. Is the righteous supported? I think the question's rhetorical. See the truth in the catacombs buried by elders ignored and leaders who were killed for taking stand. While my generation's focus is that YOLO life, which media exploits every chance that they can. If my conscience is stigmata, I wear them scars with honor, still riding with Obama, I know that. One man can change a nation. What's love without the hatred? I guess I gotta embrace it, but I'ma make it work to my benefit. A war between two worlds, which one you living in? I ain't talking Tom Cruise, I mean the life that you choose. Sick of a heartbroken, that's why she fucking you. Him and his other man, difficult to keep that up. She's a beacon of love, not a beacon of fuck. I got two HDs, I ain't watching them much. My two consists of channels of the souls that I touch. Eternal.
Right in the slot. Writer's block, but she rejected. My temple finger wave on the deflection. No exception, she gon' wreck it like erections. Do a rectum, then she wrecking the respectable addiction. Non-fiction, recognize non-fiction. Can they see she? Ray licking at TV. Too blind to bull feces to ever let it squeeze. She tweezing for Louise, how she seasoned on her rhyming reason. Pleasing, though she never give a fuck when she conceiving. Since leaving the vagina, she been spitting saliva. And she started from the bottom like comments from telepathy. She bringing the drama. Prima Donna, she's center stage. Apollo, screw Houston, Sarah Riley, she'll always be a problem. So in theory, they'll probably never truly hear she Siri. But she never weary, Venice, some she kill it dearly. Writer's block was just an option, cause clearly she the answer, no question or query. If they asking if she's sick, try a minute. They should never try a minute. Her be putting on clinics, how she be spitting like an image. Flow hemorrhage so splendid and frigid. But a box will play no parts until her heart go rigid. Let me end it, yay.
You know, just like for the cipher, for example, or just conversations I have with people, you know what I mean? I'd rather learn from people than anything the, you know, media tells me.
Okay, I wanna because right before we went into the song, y'all touched on the cipher tape that's coming out. So, Before I get into that, let me go to the phone lines with 747 because he, you know, I think he has maybe a couple of questions about the cipher. So hold on a second. 747, are you here?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm loving this.
Okay. Do you have, did you have some questions about the cipher?
Yeah, I need to know the time. And really the date, because I really would love to go and see what's going on one of these nights when y'all having this cipher.
We'll be out there Monday night, NC State
Monday
campus
night.
At the Freedom Expression Center, and usually starts up around 11:30.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm thinking about I want to get out there and try to do some little other stuff. I had those great days, and I actually enjoy stuff like that. It's a different thing, and I never knew that there was actually anything that was still out there that was doing that. So, yeah, I want to try that out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, we try to keep it, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop all the way, you know what I'm saying? We try to carry on the tradition to the best we can, so, you know what I'm saying? So whoever can come out and just express yourself, you know what I'm saying, be you.
Yeah, I don't think they want me to be me, but we gotta come on out there.
It's all right.
Okay. And who was that? Jeru talking? Jeru.
Jeru. I heard them little, I heard them rhymes. I like that. I like that. I'll talk to you on another moment on that. That was nice.
Christy Love.
All right.
Yes.
Come on out. Let yourself be known when you come out, too.
Oh, I will.
Oh, yeah, what's your name?
I'm 747, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. I'm just the other host with Miss Christy Love and see the best boss in the world.
Okay. Beautiful. But thanks for calling, sir.
Yeah, I try to make sure that everything's going on. And I'm making sure that everyone's in here with a smile on their face. So I appreciate y'all for being here also.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
Sonya, was you trying to say something to me?
Yes, I was trying to let you know. I don't know why you have, like, this problem where you have to be so, like, the way that you talk. Like, I don't know where you're from. You know, I thought we were born in the same place, but why are you saying Drew's name like Jeru? It's not because that's how he said it. That's how he said it. Did you not? How did you say it? He said Drew. Like Drew, like
D-R-W? Yeah, I mean, because I spell it J-R-U, but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I say it Drew, but everybody else sees like, J-R-U, and they say Jeru or J-Ru or Jaru, you know what I'm saying? G-Ru, I don't know.
Jeru.
Yeah.
Jesus Root.
She got
I heard Drew, but I was like, well, surely he not saying Drew because it's J-R-U. So that's why I was like, Drew.
That's fine. You know what I'm saying? When I say Jerusalem, it's Jerusalem, you know.
Yeah. See, Fonye, look, leave me alone with my speech problem. I think he gonna let me say Jeru, so that's what I'm gonna say.
But even when you say Fonye, you be like Sonye.
Well, one of your rap brothers say Sonye too, so.
Okay, now nobody go playing with y'all. Now nobody go look up your real high school alma mater school song while you playing now. I'm gonna post it on Twitter.
They don't have one.
My school, yours had one. Anyway,
yes, I represent the Red Mud of Franklinton High School, so yes.
Thank you.
Shout out to Franklinton.
You down there by, down there by Lewisburg and shit, ish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to go to school down there in Lewisburg.
Who went to school
in
Lewisburg?
Yeah, I went to Lewisburg,
bro. This is Rome right here talking.
Really?
Nah, I used to go here. Yeah, I'm talking about the college, though. You feel me? I used to go to Lewisburg College.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that don't count.
Yeah, it do count because it's still in the city. I understand Walmart closed at 9. It's you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I used to get my burger biscuits at Waffle House. You feel me?
No
Waffle House was there. You know what I'm saying? I was there when they first Waffle
there?
House.
You recently went there because that Waffle House ain't been there that long.
Right.
Yeah, I was there the year before Obama got elected and the year he was elected.
Oh yeah, that's what's up.
Wow, okay.
You see me?
So look, God, we got so far off topic. Tell me about the Cypher tape that's coming out Monday.
Well, it's been in the works since this semester, about late January, early February. He's like, you know, so much talent out here and so many people that love to express themselves in this art form that he's like, you know, let's put something together, you know, that exemplifies what we do out here and all
right.
our individual talents. So, you know, there you had the Cypher tape.
And who was that talking Eternal?
Yeah,
I caught your accent. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much this song, like, you know, it's an idea we had since last semester.
Wow.
We just started working on it. We basically said, all right, we're going to put this together. And, you know, producers contributed beats. And, you know, we just sent out the tracks to the MCs that, you know, we thought we really put into the cipher, and, you know, we found out who was really about that work and who wasn't, you know, but we got...
Say that again, please.
We got good, basically, just a good sampling of the collective, and, you know, Rome's on it, E's on it, I'm on it, Sanye's on it, got Johnny Storm, Say So, we got, you know, Fernando... Playboy V, got Ghost Dog.
Say your dial tone. Chef Brian.
Yeah.
A lot of talent on
it. T Ross got some production on it. I don't know who else.
Flu.
Yeah, we got Flu on there. We got Sharp Cut.
We got
Chef Brian, who also produced. Yeah,
shout out to
thank you very much.
Shout out all the producers, period. Just from North Carolina. Just a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Quinn Anthony, Drugs, and Millie. It's just tons out of it. I feel like producers and DJs don't get enough love out here. You feel me? So I just want to give, you know what I mean, y'all a shout out real quick. You feel me?
You're right about that, bro.
Definitely. You know, Streets, Big Mike.
Yeah, Street Mentor, Big Mike. I recently learned about Kevo Beats, so shout out to him.
Yeah, Kevo Beats, shout out to Kevo Beats in the borough. Oh, that's my man. How do you have a beat?
I heard he nice, so I'm going to check him out.
Yeah, he is. So many beat makers, it's like, yo, I'm just sorry if I forget any. Like, shout out everybody. There's so many in North Carolina.
Oh, Doc Berg, shout out Doc Berg.
Perk.
Perk. Yeah, it's a lot, man. We could go all day talking about producers. And shout out to the DJ. Shout out Flash. Shout out Manifest. Oh, Manifest produced too. Shout out Manifest. See?
Black Dragon.
You know what I mean? DJs hold the shows down, man.
respect your DJs, you know, for any of these aspiring artists that did not know that. Shout out to Christy Love. Thanks for the love. Thanks for having us on here.
Definitely shout out to Christy Love. You see me?
It's definitely
shout
good.
Shout out to Easy.
Great.
She got her phone muted again?
I don't know if she's trying to wrap things up or what, but.
Did we take over the show?
We took over the show. You got your new host right now, you feel me?
I ain't got
it. My man, Bruce Love. We in here. You know what I mean? The Odd Cypher took over.
The Odd Cypher take over. But seriously, let's keep this going on all the campuses. Central, Shaw, Duke, you know, you name it. A&T, you know, Monday nights, 11:30. Let's have the energy in the air, just everywhere, you know, and build from there.
Send a wave of hip hop around the world.
It's about us, the culture, you know what I mean?
Talking in the fan right now.
Oh, I thought it was just me. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, what's wrong? I can hear y'all clearly, but I can't hear wrong. Nonetheless, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up because I don't know what happened. But I really appreciate y'all taking the time out to do this show tonight. I know y'all busy working and et cetera, but thank y'all for coming out. And keep your shout outs, keep your credits and et cetera. So tell people how to get in touch with you.
All right, peace.
All right, peace, y'all.
Hello? Hello?
I seriously can't hear Sonya. I think that's Sonya talking.
Yeah,
but it's breaking up.
All right, well, I guess we're going to wrap it up then. Sorry, folks, for the technical difficulties. If you can't hear me, I'm going to just go ahead and give everybody credentials or whatever. You can follow Rome Jeter. Excuse me. Rome Jeter. Don't forget the two R's at the end. You can follow him on Twitter and on Instagram there. He's also on Reverb Nation. The link is reverbnation.com/RomeJeter. And again, don't forget the double R's. He turns to MC and you, well, that's his Twitter. His name is Eternal. His Twitter is Eternal DMC. That's ETERNALTHEMC. Excuse me. And you can check him out on eternalthemc.bandcamp.com. So he's messing with that whack Windows phone. I ain't gonna throw no shade, but he got a Windows phone, but he ain't on Instagram right now, but hopefully that catch up to us, you know. Me, Rome, and Jerusalem got the iPhone, so I don't know what he got. Next up we got Jerusalem. He's on Twitter at JRUSALAM, and the same thing on Instagram if you want to link up with him on Twitter or on Instagram. And you want to hear some of his music, you can follow him on SoundCloud. Check him out on SoundCloud. That's SoundCloud.com/Jerusalem. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at SonyEezzy.
And if you want to link up with me, excuse me, on SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/Sanye. And the same is right. And if you want to, I know definitely you can find me on Bandcamp, Sanye, S-O-N-Y-A-E, .bandcamp.com. I do go by the name of Sanye. It's been real. Thank you, Chrissy Love, wherever you went to. Thank you for having us. I really appreciate it. Y'all be on the lookout. The tape drops Monday. I'm so excited. Like, I got two jams on there, but I know the whole thing going to be jamming. Mad folks up there. I believe, I can't think of his name right now, but it's mad people up there. Y'all be sure to check out the tape. It's going to drop exclusively on the NQM.com. That's T-H-E-N as in Nancy, Q as in Queen, M as in Michael, not quite millionaires if you need a better way to remember that. Other than that, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can always check out the NC State Cypher with the hashtag #NCStateCypher. I mean, that's not hard. Keep looking out for NC Hip Hop. We're on the rise. It's a movement. Y'all just continue to show support. And thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.
Knock out Ray J, Bobby Brackett. Yeah, she might move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in words. Chose to go west. We deep in the building. She know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine. Money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Go going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New ghost sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first on everybody, now she me. She might move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in words. Still ain't mixing with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave her tenderly. I bet I hit it first when they shoot to dark of virginity. First time, first service, I was playing no. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. Holler at anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She done me up, yeah, she got me faceless and whispers. She is into marriage, I be like a sister. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I give your girl real proper love. Real and I be my move on the rappers and ball players. But we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love. And I don't even put in words.
You know
I hit it,
to me, girl, I know just how you do me. And if you would have come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would have come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would have come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie.
She might move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words.
You know
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
I put her on, I put her on.
Sexy Love, and I am back live. I do apologize for the technical issue. Blog Talk Radio can kiss ass tonight. Like, how you gonna kick me out of my own system, okay? How you gonna do that? And then my guests that I had on the show, they just, like, took over, which is all good because I like them. So it's all good with me. Hopefully they gave you the information you need to check out their Writer's Block track and to link up with them at the NC State Cypher on Monday night starting at 11, and it goes until. So if you are a night owl, then that's the perfect setting for you. If you're not a night owl, then, of course, like me, you would definitely have to take a nap first and get you some rest before you head out there. So shout out to Sonya, Drew, a.k.a. Jerusalem, Eternal, and Rome Jeter. Shout out to all of them for coming through tonight and talking with us. Like I said, I do apologize for the issues, but at least we made it through the major part of the interview. So come back anytime. You're welcome anytime on Crave Radio. And if you tuned in towards the later part of the show and you missed the interview, you can actually log on to blogtalkradio.com/CraveRadio, Crave with a K, and check out our on-demand episodes, and you can hear the full show, full episode, full interview or whatever. And check out MediaCraze.me as well. It should be on the site within a few days. And be sure to go to the site to check out Writer's Block on Sonya's Bandcamp page. It's a hot song. I like the movement. I like everything they're doing out there at the NC State Cypher. So I wish them many blessings, and I hope that they find much success with what they're doing. Ray J, I Hit It First, just brought us back live from the damn Twilight Zone. That's what I call it. So I'm trying to get myself together. Whew, that was a mess. I've never experienced that before. Hopefully I won't ever experience it anymore. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now I got a headache. So, 646-200-0883 is the number to call in. And I do apologize, too, because there were a couple of live callers during the time that we were speaking with the NC hip-hop artists, but I wasn't able to get to your calls. You hung up before I could get to you. So just a major shout-out to you for calling in to talk to them or to, you know, for whatever reason. Okay, so Rico Barino, another artist who's originally from North Carolina, has a new mixtape called Music Evolution. It's now available. You can go to his website, ricobarino.com, and probably, you know, all of the major mixtape websites and pick up his, download his new CD, Musical Evolution. It's a different sound, and I kind of like it. So this is his very first single from that mixtape called Bar Hop, Rico Barino.
better, better. Never felt better. Oh, better, better. Girl, it never felt better. Oh,
what's happening, baby? What's good tonight? I'd rather show you than tell you what's on my mind. Just clear out the schedule, cause I need some time. I know you got shit to do, but baby, tonight, don't be selfish with your body, baby. Just what I've been wanting lately. So let's get together, you set the time. Just know when you get here and that it's on my mind. Just bring it over here, turn your phone.
I'm back. So many technical issues tonight with Blog Talk Radio. I hope they get that together real soon. If you have hung in here with me, you know, in the midst of the technical issues, that was TGT, Sex Ain't Never Felt Better. And, of course, you know, TGT is Tyrese, Ginuwine, and Tank. Like, whose idea was it to bring the three of them together? Like, I personally need to speak to that person. I really need to know. I got something to tell you. But, yes, this has been What's Hot Wednesday on Crazed Radio.
We had some guests in the studio earlier this evening. Shout out to Jerusalem, Eternal, Rome Jeter, and Sanye for coming by and blessing us with their writer's block music and their information on the NC State Cypher. Be sure to check this episode out on demand to get all of those details. Of course, like our Facebook page on facebook.com/crazeradio, and that's craze with a K. I'm going to play one more song before we end the show tonight, and of course, this is my favorite rapper out of D.C. He goes by the name of Fame, or Famous Hip Hop, as he likes to call himself. He has a mixtape out called Too Busy Dreaming. You can go to famoushiphop.bandcamp.com to get that. And his YouTube, Instagram, Twitter is the same. Fame is Hip Hop. This is The Glory, which features Scala singing on the track. And this video will be premiered on Friday. So stay tuned to MediaCraze.me and be on the lookout for that. Thank you for tuning in with me. I am Christy Love, and this is Fame, The Glory. I'm out.
Yeah. These are the nights that you remember forever. These are the feelings you want to last forever. Share them with your niggas that you can laugh with and cry together. Raise your glass, get flat, live your life and then fly together. These are the times the shorty live for. If she died for you, then give her everything to live for. These are the times that I prepared for. Late night, early mornings, all so I can stay on course to turn my dreams into reality. Yeah, I say of course to turn my dreams into reality. Say of course.
I won't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I won't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building's a lot of stories. Shit, I'ma tell my story.
Get your glasses up and toast to this. Celebrating early, that shot I took ain't supposed to miss. Fourth quarter, I promise I'm on some Kobe shit. Shy brothers grab that girl, approach her quick. Let her know she's everything you want and more. Her eyes telling the story and her body telling a million more. Open the door, sometimes opportunity comes but once around. Don't let that be the day that you decide to gun it down. The thought of her in that moment, it all goes run around. Inside your head until the sun is down. The sweet taste, the victory, the allure of the mystery. Make your tomorrow today to your yesterday's a history.
Hey, I won't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I won't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building's a bunch of stories.
Blue skies and look up in the sea forever. Long lines, they used to just feel like forever. 21 girls and forever 21. All getting in together thinking, man, I need my shit together. Bitches be so quick to doubt a nigga. These bitches be so quick to down a nigga. Then you come back in that bubble when they all looking lost, wishing they had found a nigga. Use every little situation as your motivation. Give me your motive and I see the life before to take it. And they don't give you shit. Either you making or they taking, or you winning or you losing. Make a date with success, tell that bitch you choose.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building's a bunch of stories.
Shit, I'ma tell my story.